What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd live stream. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day one. And joining us, as always, we have the handsome horchata himself, Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Our resident burrito wrapping master, Dave.
Baby Ruth.
And the last fish taco himself, Av.
Hey, you guys.
Dave, would you like to go ahead and introduce our special guest for the day? Dave? Are you there?
Dave?
I think he's lagging.
Are you lagging, Dave?
Dave is lagging.
I think I am, yeah.
Okay, I'll introduce our special guest. So our special guest for the day, we have the legendary Lumpia Master himself, Father Raj De Rivera from the Famine Fed podcast. He's also one of our priest friends over at Saint. Where are you at now? You just
I'm at, you. It's tough because you Saint. You could probably get it's a good probability that you get it right, but I'm not at a Saint anymore. I'm at Sacred Heart.
Oh, nice.
So no Saint, but I am. So it's good to be here. Thanks for having me on the Average Nerd live stream. This is great.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for joining us. And Father Raj, you actually lived in San Diego for a bit. I know you're a big Chargers fan, or I don't know if you still are now that they've moved. I would think that you would have some good food options for us for San Diego.
Yeah, you know, I was born in San Diego. Yeah, I was born in San Diego, lived there for a little bit, and then I go back every now and again to visit family and friends. So I got a little bit of information about San Diego food recommendations. Real quick, though, why don't you ever get a nickname? Why does you never get a name on these?
No one ever gives me one. I mean, you can't give yourself a nickname. That's just lame.
Well, what's a food-themed nickname for Juan today? Because I give nicknames on my podcast, too. So
wonton? I get wonton a lot.
There you go.
Wonton
soup. Wonton.
The most flavorful. I can't even talk right now.
Flavorable. Cool. But like we like to do every week, or every time we do one of these, we like to start off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question. And for this special live stream, our GTK of the day, since it is going to be food themed for all the San Diego Comic-Con food things that we're talking about, our question is, where is it? What is your favorite food moment in a TV show, movie, or pop culture in general? So what was your favorite food moment? Jorge, go ahead and start us off.
Hands down, I think it was the dinner scene from Hook.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say that.
Were you going to say that? I know.
No, like, all right. I got backup, so you're fine.
Okay.
Looking back on it, we could have the same one. It's okay. But looking back on it now, it's obvious to see like how fake the food was. But as a kid, when I was growing up, when I was watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to try all of these things that they're eating. And especially during the food fight when they're just throwing everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all these different colors. Part of that probably has to do with I have a big sweet tooth, so half of it looked like ice cream to me, even though it wasn't. So I was,
yeah,
it caught my attention.
That
Bangarang, yeah.
Bangarang. It's pretty funny. Does anybody watch Binging with Babish on YouTube?
Yeah, totally.
He does one where he remakes the imaginary food. It's funny because it's just like a plain cylinder. He's like he's pretending to make everything. So check that out. That's pretty good. Father Rush, just so that no one else steals your.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You go next.
My backup is this scene in the comic books recently in War of the Realms where there's Marvel arc that's been going on or that was going on, and they have a bunch of the kind of new Asian characters that are on, and last night you guys were talking about Asian representation and all that. And so it's a bunch of these new Asian superheroes, like Wave, the new Panay superhero, and like a bunch of the other superheroes from Southeast Asia and the Pacific and everything. And they're sitting around after like a battle, and they're all eating different variations of Spam. And it's it's such a great panel because it just shows, like, you know, I think Wave is eating it with rice and eggs, and then somebody's eating it with spam musubi. You know, like, it's so that's, I think, recently that's one of my favorite scenes or moments in food pop culture.
Nice.
Yeah, that's your friend.
Yeah, that's your friend.
Dave, how about you?
Mine's would be any time like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would be like chowing down on some pizza.
They made that cheese look so good.
Oh gosh.
Right? Yeah. I was like, man.
It never melts like that at home. You know, you try
it. No, right? Like, never.
You try to look good. I'm like, aw.
How about you, Ev?
Mine, why do I always start off laughing? That's so stupid of me.
No.
Mine is one that that always comes to mind whenever I hear like movies and food is the Ziggy Piggy moment in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Do you guys remember that? When Napoleon was eating the trough?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, the ice cream and stuff, right?
Ice cream trough, yeah. And all the kids around him were just Ziggy Piggy, Ziggy Piggy. So, yeah, that's... I'm dating myself again, I guess.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, that was good. No, I remember that too. It's okay. I increased the average age of the Average Nerd podcast.
All right, all right.
I'm up there.
Raj, Raj and Dave actually went to high school together, so they're around the same age.
Hogan, 2001.
Hogan High, class of 2001.
Nice. Wow, that's funny. So we had Av and his classmate yesterday, and then now we have Dave and classmate.
Yeah, we need to bring our own classmates, Jorge.
Yeah, I know. We got to find some.
I guess Jay is mine.
Oh, so yeah. It's just you, Jorge. Okay, I'll find somebody.
Ian, rest in peace, Hogan High.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Cool. So I guess I'll answer the GTK. I do have two honorable mentions. One is from Half Baked, Dave Chappelle, when he's like, "Abba Zabba, you're my only friend," and he eats that Abba Zabba, and it looks so good. That's a good honorable mention. My other honorable mention is any anime where they eat food, specifically like Dragon Ball.
Yes.
They just make it super good. But my hands down favorite moment, I don't know if you guys remember watching Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. I think it was a sequel to Honey, We Shrunk the Kids and Honey, We Blew Up the Kids.
Yes.
But there was a scene where the dude made a chili volcano.
Yeah.
With like Vienna sausage people at the bottom.
Yeah. And then it
exploded onto the sausages. And it just, I remember I was like, man, I want to make that. That looks hella good. If you don't know that scene, check it out. Find YouTube. Just look up Chili Volcano.
Chili Volcano.
Nice. Cool. So, Father Raj, while we have you here, if you want to go ahead and just plug your podcast and kind of what you do with Famine Fed and how that goes.
Yeah, Famine Fed, it's short for Famished and Fed, but we like to play on words because, you know, food is all about family. So we like the... We kind of shortened it to Famine Fed, but the overall theme of the podcast is we want to just talk about food and food culture and what are some like awesome things we can learn from food culture. What can it teach us? How can like breaking bread with one another share in making this world a better place? Right. And when I was talking to some of y'all about doing this tonight, you all know that when you go to conventions and everything that food is part of it. You guys break bread over food. You find places to eat and a lot of you share memories over that. And I think in history, we know that that's what food does. So our podcast, we look at different, we bring in guests and we look at different food topics. Like we brought in some friends that do bread baking and we talked to them about bread, what we can learn from bread. We've done an ice cream episode.
I love that episode.
Yeah, I love that one too.
We're getting ready to upload today an episode on Hawaii. So I saw some people mentioning Loco Moco in the chat. So we talk a lot about Loco Moco. And so that'll be releasing later today with my good friend, Father EJ, talking about Hawaiian food. So we just, what can we learn from culture? And so, I'm a priest. My co-host, Cecilia, she's been working in the church. But we really believe that, I mean, that we can learn from one another, learn from the culture, that beauty is all around us. And that's why, I consider myself a nerd, too. That's why I like to listen to your guys' podcast, because I think there's so much to learn from stories, from comic books, from video games, movies, all that stuff. It can teach us about good things. And so I don't try and shy away from the culture. I try and see what we can learn. We try and explore what we can learn from those things. So,
sure.
Yeah. In fact, actually, just one little side, another irony or something super funny. As I was listening to you guys last night, and you guys had Patricio on talking about Av was he starred in one of Patricio's videos, right? Little known, I don't know. It's a 10-year anniversary from a short film I filmed that Jorge starred in. It's been 10 years since Jorge starred in a short film. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh yeah, with your wife, with Juan's wife.
Yeah,
way high. We saw you there.
Wow. We're gonna have to drop all that on our channel. Yeah.
I was actually showed Rylene our video from Passion Play too, the one that we recorded going all over the place. I think we went to the mall for pictures and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh man.
Oh man, I should actually. And Juan was in a music video I directed with his wife. You remember that?
Look at his face.
He's dancing in a music video.
He was dancing. Oh, we gotta see it. We gotta see the dancing.
Let us know in the chat if you want to see that. See Juan dancing. I'm sure we can dig up.
Was this the one take music video?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you were in that too, right?
I was in that too. Yeah.
Skateboarded.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so let's get to our giveaway.
First giveaway of the night.
We're doing a giveaway?
Yeah, we'll do a giveaway.
Well, before we get into that giveaway, I just want to remind everyone, if you're new here, we are doing a bigger giveaway, a Switch giveaway. And if you want to enter that, all you have to do is click on the link, theplayer.gg. There's a bunch of different things you can do in there to get different entries. So please enter. Good luck to anyone that does. Go ahead, Juan.
All right, so our very first giveaway, some of you may have it, some of you may not, but it is a 10-inch. I don't know. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
If you put it far back enough, it might look like the small one.
That's what she said. Oh, sorry. Are we
allowed to do that? Yeah, right? Pre-spawn right now, bro.
Sorry. Forgive me.
I was distracted. I had another message going on.
I don't know about that, Austin. I don't know.
But the giveaway for the 10-inch Tony the Tiger, to enter, you're going to go ahead and enter exclamation.
Oh, wait. Let me make sure why don't you put in the private chat what you want the word to be?
You can choose.
Oh, okay. I will choose.
And while he's getting that ready, we're going to talk about some of our favorite cereals. You know, we're talking about food today. Tony the Tiger. My very favorite cereal, I'm actually eating right now a bowl of it. I don't know if you guys know this one, Oreo O's.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we're talking about that.
That's my go-to for sure. I just saw that they came out with a golden Oreo O's, so I got to try that one day. How about you, Dave? What's your favorite?
Mine has to be Cap'n Crunch, like any of them. Cap'n Crunch, the Crunch Berries, and Peanut Butter Crunch. Yeah, big fan.
Father Raj, I've heard on your podcast that you're not a big fan of Lucky Charms.
We saw this debate in the chat about Lucky Charms. I'm not a big fan of Lucky Charms. My co-host Cecilia is on, she's going to hop on now and like kill me for it. Because I think, and this is unpopular opinion, I think the marshmallows taste like chalk.
But how do you know what chalk tastes like?
And people ask me, how do I know what chalk tastes like? But, hey, well, you know, rough childhood. But I'm not a big fan of Lucky Charms. Oh, man. I see those people all day. They're saying it. But it's all right. You can like your Lucky Charms. I'm actually with Dave. I really like them. I really like Captain Crunch, all the iterations, but mostly Captain Crunch Berries. One of my favorite things to do is take Captain Crunch Berries and turn it into a milkshake with like either sweet cream ice cream or vanilla ice cream. Ooh. Captain Crunch milkshake. Legitimate.
Oh, dude. I actually tried the Captain Crunch milkshake at Five Star Burger the other day because of your guys' podcast.
Real quick, we're getting a raid. I think we just got a raid from Priscilla.
Oh,
yeah. If I'm not mistaken,
it's Priscilla.
Yeah, I think it was Priscilla.
Yeah.
Priscilla.
Well, while we have all these new people in, from that raid.
We are about to start a giveaway. You guys are just in time.
Yeah. Go ahead and give them the keyword, Jorge.
Okay, so if you're new to Twitch, the way this works is I'm going to launch the giveaway, and all you have to do to enter is type exclamation mark. What is the word? Tony. Exclamation mark Tony. So wait for the giveaway to launch, and then you can enter.
Shout out to Tony Lee, who's one of our really good friends in Seattle that we met through Comic-Con, right?
Yes.
There you go. I see people getting tickets.
Tony.
Cool. This giveaway is going to go for 5 minutes. We'll announce a winner after that.
Cool.
Yep.
So, good luck. Jorge and Ev, we didn't get your favorite cereals.
Oh. Oh. Speaking of. I think we talked about this on our podcast, but one of my favorite cereals that has never changed, because I've gone through phases of favorite cereal as a kid. One of the main ones was, I used to call them O's, but I guess they're called, what is it? Honey O's?
Honey O's.
Honey O's. It's like a big yellow box. And it's just, it not to be mistaken with Cheerios, it's called Honey O's. I think they're way better.
Honey O's.
Yeah.
Was this our podcast that we haven't released yet?
Oh.
Yeah, oops. We haven't released it.
Oops. Weekly Leakly.
Or he's like, have you guys ever heard of O's? So we're like, what the hell are O's? Like, it's so generic. Was that like a Walmart brand or something? And then we found out it was Honey O's. How about you, Av? What's your favorite?
On that podcast that hasn't aired yet, I think I said Lucky Charms, right? I don't remember.
Oh, my bad, Av. I'm sorry.
Since you're our guest today, I'm going to change my favorite.
Oh, okay.
I do like Apple Jacks as well. So Apple Jacks.
They don't taste like apples. Wasn't that the whole
thing? It don't matter. It's sweet.
But I used to be able to convince my mom to get them because I was like, this is healthy, Mom.
Apples. Apples in it.
Yeah.
No, not Honey Bunches of Oats or O's.
It was called
Honey. Honey, I remember O's. They were just honey O's on them, like little kind of extra crispy bits on them. Actually, we're doing a cereal episode soon. Maybe I'll have one of you guys on as a guest.
I'm going to pull a picture so people can know what I'm talking about, because I highly recommend this cereal. If you haven't tried it, it's a sleeper.
They're delicious. They're super crispy. I think that's one of the things that I super like about it. Yeah.
Dang. Jorge trying to get that sponsorship.
Yeah, I know it. Lifetime supply of Honey O's. Here we come.
What's everyone's favorite cereal? Like, I would always hate it when my mom would come home with Raisin Bran. I'm like, why would you do that? No one's gonna eat this.
Honey O's,
really good
sleeper cereal. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of this cereal until Jorge brought it up.
I'm telling you, these are delicious.
Do I have to go to like a mom and pop? Like grocery stores.
No, they have them everywhere.
They got them at like Walmart and Safeway and all that place. Yeah. I've had it. It's great. It's delicious.
Specialty cereal store.
Milo cereal.
We also, like, in one of our other conversations, Jorge talked about how, I'm busting you out, Jorge, how you would add sugar to your Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
So, dang. Frosted Flakes, which is already pretty sweet, he would add extra sugar. We're like, dang.
You know, they have honey roasted Frosted Flakes now too. So it's like honey Frosted Flakes, and then you can get extra sugar on it if you want to add it. Jorge.
Well, it's funny. Like I was one of those kids that had all silver teeth because I would do stuff like that. So I paid for it, but
those cavities, man. This ain't a grill. This is cavities. Cool.
There you go, Mark. Right? Who doesn't add? Yeah.
Okay. All right, maybe it's a young boy thing.
Yeah, I think it is. You got to be under 30 to appreciate that.
Yeah. Like my diabetes will kick in if I do that. Oh, geez. All right, so just talking about food in general, we have a question for you, Father Raj. This is something that separates friends and family. Pineapple on pizza. What's your thoughts?
Check out our podcast. It comes up at the end. We talk about that in the Hawaii podcast. At the very end of our podcast. But we don't dig deep into it. But, I've talked a lot about pizza in different aspects. People don't like salad on pizza, like when people put arugula on it. We got into big debates about that. I, I'm, Yeah, have you never had arugula on pizza?
No, I have. I just don't like it.
Oh, okay. No, but I'm going to say this. I think pizza is a nice palate, like a nice something nice that you can put whatever you want on it. So if the flavors match together well, then I think adding a little bit of sweetness to your pizza, if it matches well. But I like pineapples on like just any pizza, like with olives, anything like that. Pineapples with olives, that doesn't match.
Oh,
I'm not a fan of that. Just not in general, but like if it matches with the food, like you got a little bit of the sweet, you got a little bit of the salt, I think it works, but not all the time. All right.
Pineapples, jalapenos, and ricotta cheese. I don't know why I said it like that. Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta
cheese. Ricotta cheese.
I mean, I'd be willing to try it. It sounds like sounds good. I'd be willing to try it.
Pineapple and sausage that way, though, from Ryan.
Yeah, pineapple and sausage. Okay.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
The normal go to is pineapple and was it like ham?
Yeah.
Not a fan. Personally.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm trying to be, you know, alienize my followers, you know, trying to.
I'm just not a fan of like warm fruit. To me, fruit has to be cold.
What about like apple pie?
Touché. I was quick with that one.
Other than apple pie, I guess. Cool.
I'm team no pineapple as well. It doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right.
Team pineapple for me.
Average nerds are split on this one.
Oh, gosh. This is our last episode now.
This is our last episode.
All because of
pineapple.
Pineapple.
Wow, it's pretty 50. It's like 50-50. Yeah.
You guys watched Johnny Tsunami back in the day when he was like, he moved to like wherever he went, like Wisconsin or whatever after Hawaii. And he's like, I'll have the pineapple, please. And they gave him like that mush. And he's like, oh no, I asked for the pineapple. Like, that's what that is.
Real quick, let's pick a winner. Giveaway is over. And drum roll, please. You know the drill.
May the force drum be with you.
Roll, please. There it is.
We got a couple drum rolls. There we go. There we go. Here we go. And the winner is Finest Funko.
Congratulations,
Andrew. Congratulations.
So we will DM you a little later. You have his Instagram.
Oh, sorry, Austin.
Super rigged.
And then we'll ask you for your shipping address and all that.
Cool. Oh, this is Andrew.
I have an idea for the next giveaway. Giving away another Tony the Tiger, or we should have done it for this one. You should have put "It's great" and then just put a bunch of different R's.
Oh.
That way it'll confuse people. And they have
it's like, how many R's are there?
How many R's did I hit?
That's messed up.
I love a good troll.
We have no winners. No one got the right amount of R's.
Everybody wants to get Dorbs up, huh? Dorbs.
It's rigged.
It's rigged.
Cool. So the main reason we wanted to have this episode today is because we wanted to talk about the food in San Diego since it is Comic-Con week. We all know there's great fish tacos in San Diego. There's great Mexican food. Do you guys have any recommendations as far as spots to eat in San Diego for maybe next year's Comic-Con? Anyone could go.
Who wants to go first?
I don't venture out too much because I'm in the exhibit hall for like
all day.
The whole day.
you get the microwavable hot dog that they give you inside the hall.
I go to Auntie Anne's in the lobby for a good pretzel. Cinnamon pretzel.
Carne asada fries.
Carne asada fries.
Yes. Hungry. Okay. Anywhere. Carne asada fries.
Go ahead, Father Rush.
Yeah. Tacos El Gordo. Phenomenal. Those are great. Hodad's is a phenomenal burger.
I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Hodad's. Phil's Barbecue for barbecue in Southern California is legit. What else? There's a taco truck that pops around a bunch of the different breweries that's really good called Corazon de Torta. And they do
it just sounds good.
Yeah, tortas ahogadas. So like dip tortas and all that stuff, but they make really solid tacos too. I know fish tacos, I say, you know, the closer to the beach, they're phenomenal. So just find a nice, simple stand. You can't go wrong with fish tacos. And, well, I guess you could, but it's very rare that they mess them up out there in San Diego. So
sure. There's a lot of good ones in the Gaslamp District, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of good memories in the Gaslamp District. There's a Hodad's in the Gaslamp.
Yeah. That's usually like my last like victory after Comic-Con meal and stuff. Hodad's so good with a shake.
Yeah. She's eating baby right now. Was oh, that because nice. You got cravings from yesterday's episode with Patricio?
I know a lot of people were craving lumpia and turon after that
I know one of my spots that we went to, me and Jorge went to last year, or was it 2 years ago, for anyone who wants a good pancake or a good breakfast food, was called Snooze.
Yeah, Snooze is great.
Man, they had like this pancake sampler you can get where there was like a pecan banana and like all these other crazy flavors.
Upside down vibe. Pineapple pancake.
Yeah, that one was sounds good. And just the vibe there was really cool. So it's a great sit down spot if you want to go with like a group of friends, break bread with them. Cool. How about you, Dave?
I'd say, let's see. There's this really good taco spot that's in the Gaslamp. Well, I don't know. It might have just been because I was really hungry, but it was called Tacos El Cabron. Yeah, that was a pretty good spot. I remember I had some, and then our friend Chris, I think he's in the chat right now. He was waiting in line for the Marvel panel, like camping out. And I was like, man, I should go buy him some tacos so he has something to eat because he's going to be out there all night.
So nice of you, Dave. Dave, again, the nicest person.
There you go.
If you ever need anything, Dave will just do it for you.
Wait. Nice. We can't just be offering Dave services out there.
We're now live. It's not just a podcast. You guys are live to the world. You're just offering Dave to everybody.
If you need anything, Dave is the nicest guy in the world.
Don't take advantage of him because we're pretty protective of him as well.
Lucha Libre tacos are good. Yeah, somebody mentioned Lucha
Libre. Oh, yeah.
Is that the same Lucha Libre in San Francisco near SF State? Is it the same company or is it different? Because I've had the ones in San Diego, but I've never had the ones in San Francisco.
Yeah. I love their surf and turf, like what April You Fool said and stuff. I was camping out one night and I was just eating on that thing so much.
Yeah.
So good.
Dave is the best.
I'm going to keep this comment up the whole time just because it's so accurate.
Thanks, Camille.
Dave is the best.
Ab, you didn't say what your favorite San Diego spot was.
I told you, Auntie Anne's in the lobby.
It's not Burger King with your BK buddies?
No, not Burger King, Auntie Anne's.
Juan, how many times did we go to that Starbucks in the convention center? The Starbucks...
I
just remember we went there like twice a day just because we wanted something quick. I mean, I think half of a Comic-Con, you're just trying to get something quick because you got to keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I got a croissant from them and it was stale as F, man. Probably out for so long. I was like, but whatever, I just ate it.
My wall art. I just have a whole bunch of concert posters because I go to a lot of concerts. I've been to a lot of concerts with Father Raj, actually.
That's true. We're actually supposed to go to one this year. Right? That's a really good that was one of my favorite food experiences too. We were in Santa Cruz
waiting
to see Newfound Glory and we were just waiting in line and that pizza was like Ninja Turtle pizza.
Hella good. Yeah.
Is this in the Bay Area?
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Ooh. Santa Cruz does have good pizza.
Right next to that concert hall, dude. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was good. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So yeah, Newfound Glory. Awesome. Dave and I go and see that. We're supposed to. We watched their. They did a live show. This is not.
Yeah.
Did you? Hey. Mine's in the mail. Yeah.
This is actually Dave's. So sorry, Dave. I'm pimping out your stuff again.
Dude, are you at my house?
This is Dave's.
That's cool.
So before we get into our snack attack that Father Raj will do for us before I have to take off, we're just going to do one more giveaway.
Ooh, giveaway,
I think, you say. Ab's already showing what we're giving away.
This is giveaway, soda.
We're going to soda you guys up. Soda you up.
And they're both unopened, so there's a chance for a chase. Though, right?
There is a chance for a chase here, guys. So
we don't know if it is, but, you know.
Sorry, that was an accidental launch. Hopefully it works. Okay, I guess it works. It's still Tony. I launched that a little early, but okay.
Okay, so again, if you want to enter this, Jorge messed up. It's going to be Tony to enter.
Tony, because we're giving away soda. So
Tony.
We just love Tony's name.
Nice. BB206. While we're waiting for that to go ahead and end, Father Raj, would you like to go ahead and introduce this segment that you actually do on your podcast, correct?
Yeah, so we do this thing at the end of our podcast with all of our guests. We do this thing called a snack attack, and it's kind of like trivia. It's kind of like something related to the theme. So like if you listen to the Hawaii one, I asked Father EJ to name all the varieties of Spam, right? Ooh. So he had to name all the different varieties of Spam. But so tonight, I know you guys do trivia on your thing, but Juan doesn't get to participate ever. So Juan's going to get to participate today. Ooh. I think this should be easy for you guys. Juan, since you don't get to participate in the trivia, why don't you pick a teammate?
Dave, I want Dave. Dave.
Okay. Juan, pick Dave. All right. Normally I do this on a timer, but what I think I'll do is we'll just go like one after the other. So we'll start with Juan, we'll go Av, we'll do Dave, and then we'll do Jorge. And then what I'm gonna have you guys do is there's a lot of different food related pops in the Ad Icons series or Ad Icons pops, right? And so you guys are just going to take turns one at a time, not super fast, and I'll do maybe you each get five chances, and you can't repeat, and you can't I know, but only the pop vinyls, right? So
okay.
You got to name characters, so not variations, right? So you're not going to name like you can't say Tony the Tiger and then Tony the Tiger flocked and all that stuff, and then you can't say that.
Wall behind
that me. One because we've already talked about Tony the Tiger a lot on this podcast. Don't turn around, Juan. Don't turn around. And and only the Ad Icons one, because you know there's Candy and then there's like Frank Von Wiener from other series, but that's the only Ad Icon official one. So we'll start with Juan. So you go ahead and name one, Juan.
Let's go with Tony the Tiger.
We'll say no to that one. Just so just start another one.
Oh, fine. Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam. That's one. All right. Av.
Trix Rabbit.
Trix the Rabbit.
Oh, gosh. Dave. Why am I?
Big Boy. You said don't look.
Yes, don't look. All right. Big Boy. That's one. All right. Jorge.
Crunchberry.
Is that acceptable?
Crunchberry.
Is that his name?
Isn't it Crunchberry?
Oh, is it Crunchberry? The monster?
There's
the yellow
monster's
one.
Name is his name Crunchberry Beast.
Oh, Beast.
Are we allowed?
I'll give it to him. We'll be nice. We'll be nice.
Okay. All right. So Jorge gets a point. Juan, back to you.
A snap, crackle, and pop.
Okay, I'm not going to give you 3 points for that. But three. I'm not going to give you 3 points. Av. This is too easy for you guys.
Lucky the Leprechaun.
Lucky, yep. Dave.
Twinkie the Kid.
Twinkie the Kid, yep. Dave's naming some more unique ones. All right, Jorge.
Jollibee.
Jollibee is in Ad Icons, you're correct. All right. Juan.
Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man is correct. Juan. So Juan a point. Av.
Oh my goodness. Sorry. Can I cuss on this?
I know this
That's all right.
Pressure is like kidding.
Fruit Brute. Isn't he
Fruit cereal? Brute, that's correct. Yes. Yeah. Dave.
Yummy Mummy.
Nice.
Yummy Mummy, correct, right after Fruit Brute. Yeah. Yeah. There are 63 of them that are just food item related. So
but anyway,
Jorge.
Peter Pez.
Peter Pez, correct. All right, Juan.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula, yep.
Damn, this is going to go on forever.
Av. I'm going to limit it at five. If you guys all get them right, then you're fine.
Okay. Frankenberry.
Frankenberry, correct. No repeats yet. Go ahead. Dave.
Booberry.
Booberry, yep. You're just going right after. You're just doing whatever after that. Okay. Jorge.
Jean Lafitte.
Jean Lafitte, that's a good one. That's, yes, Captain Crunch related, but not a lot of people know that, Jean Lafitte. Okay, Juan, back to you. This is round four now.
Gosh. Thanoid.
Thanoid, Domino's Pizza, that is.
Oh.
Target exclusive. Good one.
Wait it up.
Av.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. You're listening.
I'm gonna have to go to church after this. Did we say Captain Crunch already?
No, nobody said Captain Crunch. You said Crunch Berry Beast, but you're good. Yeah.
Sorry. Wait, I forgot my answer.
I know, I forgot my two. It's like Hetty Spaghetti.
Hetty Spaghetti, that's correct.
Oh, I got it.
Jorge.
Bullseye.
Which one?
Bullseye.
Food related, bro.
That's not food related. He's not food related. So Jorge gets the first non-point. Jorge, team Jorge and Av, you guys are point going around. Juan.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear. Yes, that's Pops, right? Sugar Bear. Target exclusive. Go ahead, Av.
The Green Giant.
The Green Giant.
Yeah. Bear? Boy.
Oh shoot. What's the Green Giant's kid's name? Lil P. I
don't know. That's wrong. I won't say it just in case. That's wrong. So they're tied right now. Jorge, you got Jorge. Lil P.
Like the rapper. I don't know.
Lil P. You know Lil P. You know Lil P.
I'm blanking.
All right. Jorge, if you don't.
No, you go ahead. Yeah, no point for me.
I think we lost. All right.
I think we lost.
Only one more round. Go through if you can think of one, Jorge. Because right now it's you guys, Av and Jorge, are losing. Lil P, it's hilarious. Okay. Juan.
Buzz the Bee.
Buzz the Bee.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Av. Oh, I got it.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yep, Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's Dave. A good one.
Dave. Come on, Dave.
Master P.
Honey Smacks Frog.
That's not his name. I can't give it to you.
Dang it, Dave.
Jorge, this is the tie, Jorge. You can...
Okay, I have a 50-50 shot here. This is either candy or not, so we'll see.
Okay.
Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl is at Icon, so to tie the game.
Oh, let's go.
Very good. He is not.
Did you call him Honey Smacks?
What was that?
He Smacks Frog?
The name of the frog is Dig'em Frog.
Dig'em! That's right.
And the name of Lil P is Sprout.
Little Sprout.
Sprout. Oh, it's Sprout. Just Sprout. Okay. You guys missed a bunch. You guys could have named any of the Otter Pops. So Poncho Punch, Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Cheetos, Chester. Sweet.
That was there cool.
Little.
Wait, are we done sweet. With rounds?
Yeah, we're done. You guys tied. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
you guys tied and you all win my love and affection. And forgiveness.
That is the greatest prize right there. I'll take it.
I can't offer that. I can't offer that. Just kidding.
We don't have to go to church today.
They missed Bazooka Joe. They missed Morton Salt Girl. A couple of other ones.
Oh, man.
Jack and the Box. You guys talked about Jack and the Box last night. And you guys didn't mention it.
Real quick, I know Juan might have to get going.
Yes, I'm going to have to drop off now. Jorge, will you go ahead and take over hosting?
I got you.
Right, everyone, I got to go to a work meeting, but everyone have fun. Father Raj, thank you for joining us again.
For sure. And
I'm sure I'll see you some other time.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right.
Thanks, Juan.
Can you boot me out?
Yeah. We're still going to be here, so everyone stick around. We're not done yet. Bye, Wonton.
Bye, Wonton. Wonton, too.
Oh, were we ready for that next giveaway, I guess? Or the
winner for this
winner?
Sodas. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have to pick a winner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So the winner gets two sealed Crusader Rabbit soda cans.
What does the soda taste like?
Like rabbit.
Rabbit soda.
Okay, here we go. We're going to pick the winner. And our winner is...
Cal465.
Nice.
Oh, Cal465.
Really? I might know that guy.
Do you know that guy?
I don't know. Might know that guy. It's not me. Congrats.
Well, you get two, Cal465.
Nice.
We got one more giveaway later, so stick around.
We got another.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, cool.
What are we doing next here?
I know we got a few more questions.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have another giveaway? I got to make sure I get that one ready.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, we do.
Lots of giveaways.
We got 15 minutes still.
Father Ross, have you ever been to Comic-Con?
No, so Dave's been trying to get me to go for the longest time, and it doesn't really fit in the schedule. It's usually like in the middle of Lent, right when like a lot of things are going on. So
yeah.
When I was in the seminary, I was trying to get out there 1 year, and it just didn't happen. So one day I'll get there. I'm gonna just take vacation. We get vacation every now and again. I'm gonna take some vacation and get out there for Comic-Con one time.
Wait, Raj, Lent's in like March and April, right?
Starts in February, usually, like, can start, like, as early as February.
Are you talking about, like, registration?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Comic-Con in the summer. Yeah, so.
Real quick. Cal465, that's my dad. Shout out to my dad. Let's go ahead and pick another winner. Thanks, Dad. Okay.
But, yeah, actually, there's like
Finest Funko. That... Okay, he won earlier, so let's pick another winner. Sorry, Finest Funko. I just want to let's spread it out a little bit. Man, you better go get a lottery ticket or something. You're on a roll.
We're gonna pick another winner.
We're gonna pick another one.
Totally rigged.
Okay, here we go. A new winner. You're a miscreant.
Congratulations.
You're a miscreant.
Congratulations.
Okay, that's the real winner now.
There you go. That's
the real winner.
There we go. Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully, yeah, you're right. So if I can get somebody to get, you know, in the line to get me tickets, and then one day, I'll get there to Comic-Con.
Yeah,
we could definitely do that.
Dave's super nice. He'll help you.
Yeah, we have our little buying group.
I think he's offered a couple of times. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm – the other thing about us is we get moved all the time during the summer. Mm-hmm. So, like, this year would have been super bad if I had got tickets and then I got moved on July 1st, so – yeah, so it can be rough, but we'll make it happen.
Definitely. Yeah. There is like one like San Diego trip that me, Father Raj, and like a few folks in the chat like took back in like 2001 or 2002 when we all went to San Diego.
Must have been around that because we had some friends who were going to school in San Diego at that time, right?
Yeah. And then one of our friends swapped out some hot sauce at a restaurant.
Yeah,
for really, really hot sauce. So you know, tricked everyone.
You know, in the mall, you can buy those incredibly hot like ghost pepper sauces. He poured that hot sauce, which you're only supposed to put a couple drops into your food. Poured that hot sauce into. That's him. Yeah. Poured it into the bottle of the restaurant's hot sauce.
Like,
killed a bunch of us. The name of the hot sauce is called The Bomb.
The Bomb.
So good food memories. We'll never forget that. One of our friends, actually, I just blessed his house the other day.
Nice.
Over South Sacramento, he was like in so much pain. He was asking for milk from the waitresses, like glasses of milk from the waitresses.
And the waitress was like, "Wait, the our sauce isn't even that hot."
Yeah. It was good. Can I virtually bless all your houses? I can give you guys a blessing just through here virtually. Whatever, at the end of the show, I give you guys all a blessing.
If Father Raj. If you're comfortable giving out a blessing to everyone watching, I'll take it. Yeah. I would love that.
Sure. I'll give a blessing again. Awesome. Not necessarily your houses, but you, the people here listening. And then one day in the future, I'll be able to bless houses again. Sans mask.
Funko. Except for Finest Funko. I think he's good.
That's true. He's been blessed today.
Av, what are some of your favorite Comic-Con food memories?
I'm telling you, I don't go out too much. It's all convention.
Well,
and then I drink at a bar nearby.
Hey, some of those times you go out at night are pretty fun and stuff, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember the places, though. That's the problem.
Well, I think one of mine is... he's too old. Oh no! It's coming from our audience now.
Oh no!
I saw from the audience, Hero. Shout out JP. He was asking if he was there on that San Diego trip. I don't think it was that one, JP, but he's been on lots of good San Diego trips. And then I'm sorry, that one girl about your child's baptism being delayed. But hopefully soon we'll be able to do baptisms and all that. Some places they're doing letting us do baptisms, like in small groups, so hopefully you can get that soon. But yeah, Av was mentioning bars. Actually, that was one of my recs too. So I think, people might say, oh, he's a priest, he can't go to bars, and I go to bars all the time. So maybe next time when I get down to Comic-Con, maybe we can go do a drink. One of my favorite bars in San Diego is this speakeasy called the Noble Experiment, which is at the back.
Ooh,
of like
some
Noble Experiment is out there. It's a great little speakeasy, good place to relax. And tons of great breweries in San Diego too, so a lot of people are saying that. So
yeah, actually, one of my favorite memories was last year at is a restaurant that's close in the gas lamp called Naughty Barrel. Is when the Funko Fanatics Philippines got together for a meetup. And so Fanatics from here and then Fanatics from the Philippines all met up, and that was pretty fun. Of the Fanatics from the Philippines are in the chat right now too, so shout out to them.
Thank you, Andrew. New Beerlin.
Yeah.
Beerlin, sorry.
How about you, Jorge?
Oh, what was the question? Sorry.
Con memory.
Favorite con memory overall or food con memory?
Ooh, yeah.
I think it was the meetup, the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
Philippines Fanatic meetup. That was a fun time. I think they even debuted the
The Darna Pop.
The Darna Pop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was representatives from what channel was it that came to do a report on it?
ABS-CBN.
ABS-CBN. Yeah, they did a little segment on it and everything, and it was just kind of cool to see that, to see all the different Fanatics. I mean, one thing about this hobby that we're in, a lot of us collect Funko, a lot of people in the chat are Fanatics, and you get to build these relationships with everyone virtually. But that event, and over food and drinks, and we got to meet Fanatics from the Philippines, we got to form new memories, we got a ton of fun pictures from that night. That was probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, and I think one other thing that I remember is in line 2015, I think, Comic-Con, during the Star Wars movie panel, or was it Episode 7, The Force Awakens? We were in line for 29 hours, but we kind of built our own little community with just random people that were in line, and we'd take shifts, and whenever someone would come back, they'd bring back snacks or water and stuff. So that was a really cool experience for me and stuff, since I was first starting to go to Comic-Con around that time. So just seeing that generosity of just random strangers bringing back food and all that stuff and waters is really nice to be part of that.
Yeah. Let's do this one.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're getting pretty close to the end of our hour. This was a lot of fun. I wish we could, keep going, but maybe we'll have you on another time, Father Raj. This was great.
Yeah,
that
was fun, man.
But before we get going, Av's been leaking something in the corner over there. What is that?
So our next, this might be our last one for today, but we'll see what happens. But we're going to give away a full case of Twisted Treat.
A full case?
Nice.
Full case.
I'm so jealous. Can I enter this?
Let me log into Switch real
quick. Can I tell my dad to enter this one?
Yeah, but he has to open. He has to open all of them. So you get 18 Paka Paka balls. So go ahead and set it up, Jorge.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I don't want my dad to enter. It's not rigged.
No dad's entering today. Sorry.
just not of ours.
So since this is the last giveaway too, do we want to do one of these too?
Oh, look at that. Let's throw a pin in there.
This also gets the exclusive, the average nerd podcast pin.
I'm also going to make this giveaway a little bit shorter just because we're running out of time. So, yeah.
3 minutes.
I'm going to make it 3 minutes. Yeah. So everyone be ready. Okay. Let me just set up the keyword and then we'll get going. Av, can you explain some of the ones that are in there? What's in the pocket? What are Paka Paka for those that don't know?
They're the little mini vinyl figures, Funko artist inspired, right? That's all I know about them.
Yeah, and they're all like they come in these little plastic ball cases, and
plastic balls. Yeah,
there's different variations of rarity.
A couple rares.
A couple of rare stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so just like the last one, I'm going to launch the giveaway, and all you have to do is enter the keyword exclamation point and the keyword, and you will have an entry.
Oh, I didn't say no dads. I didn't say no dads. That was Jorge that said no dads.
No, wait. What was the comment? No. If you are a dad, you can enter. You can enter.
If you are a dad, you can enter, except for Jorge's dad.
So while we're wrapping up here, Father Raj, like, are there any like future projects that you guys are working on Famine Fed?
Yeah, so, exclamation point treats. I'm sorry. I just want to let them know. Exclamation point treats to enter.
Enter the Paka Paka giveaway. Famicom Fed, we're just looking to continue to engage the culture and bring good news, good stories about what people are doing. So, we've got some things lined up. Actually, Juan left, but I'm actually going to have Juan's wife on the podcast soon because we're going to talk about
mothers,
pregnancy and food cravings. Pregnancy
food cravings.
As a mother. So that's actually going to be an all female episode that we're going to do with Cecilia, my co-host. Nice. They're going to do that story together. So pregnant mothers and, you know, what it means to be a mom and food and stuff. So we're just trying to continue to spread stories. But we got other things lined up. I've got friends in the culinary industry, the wine industry. We're going to talk about a bunch of those different things. And so we're going to take some tours once we can start going around and visit people's restaurants and get stories about that. But that's some of the stuff we're doing on Famished and Fed. You can check us out. We're on a website called Urban Picks. That's urbanpyx.com/famine-fed.
I put the link for the podcast too, if anyone wants
to. Oh, Lisa's in the chat. She's saying thank you. So she's going to be on here soon. Sorry, Lisa. Did I ruin the announcement that you're pregnant? I'm sorry. Sorry,
Lisa's pregnant.
Lisa's pregnant.
Lisa is Juan's wife.
She said, "I'm pregnant."
She doesn't know she's pregnant either.
She didn't know. Juan got it.
Juan got her.
Okay, let's see how much time we have on this giveaway. Oh, we got 1 minute left, so make sure you get those entries in.
One minute left. Yeah, thanks to the viewers today too for sticking around.
Yeah, thank you. And be sure to follow like the Nerds Unite Network and see what else we have in store for you the whole weekend. Be sure to enter that Nintendo Switch giveaway. It's a big prize we'll be drawing over this weekend.
Dang, your dad. Did you see your dad already?
What'd he say?
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. All right. Keep commenting. Push that up.
Dang. I'll do the baptism. We'll figure it out.
We'll reach out to you, Father Rush.
For sure. That's great.
Is it getting hot? I don't know.
I want to... Yeah. I want to say thank you guys for having me on. It's been great. I've been a long time listener from the very beginning of Average Nerds. I really like what you guys do, and your guys's relationships with one another. I think it's super dope. Like just how you guys interact with one another. I think it's really cool, and it's just really real. And it's good to have podcasts out there that are sharing good news and it's a blast to listen to. So keep up the hard work and keep doing it. So
thank you. That means the world to us. And then, you know, being longtime friends and it means a lot. Seriously. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate it.
JP Hero Moriarty asks what we're doing Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, promote that.
Yeah. So actually JP, he will be our dungeon master and we'll be doing a D&D campaign Saturday
look
night.
Look at that epic photo of Hero.
Look at that. Champion. Yeah, look at that.
Champion.
Everyone, please join in. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be my second time playing D&D. I think Dave's third time playing D&D. And we tested it out and it's going to be great. We're going to might have some giveaways also.
We'll have giveaways tomorrow too, guys. So we're at 4 o'clock too. 4 o'clock.
Yes, we also have a 4 o'clock spot. Yes, with DJ Kirkland and Priscilla Wilson. We'll be talking about artists and Artist Alley.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Your dad wants me to celebrate your wedding.
If you're available, Father Raj, we'll.
Is there an announcement?
No, nothing.
Yet? Okay.
No. Right. Your dad is just spoiling it.
Putting me on the spot today. Okay, let's pick a winner because we got to hand this off to secondary heroes. Also, I want to stop talking about this. Super Jen! Yeah!
Oh, nice!
Congrats to Super Jen.
Oh, yeah! Congratulations, Jen.
Super rigged, right there.
I can finally say it! I can finally say Super rigged.
Because it's Super Jen. I get it. There you go.
Rigged, yeah.
I guess this whole case.
And what else does she say? Congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah. Very cool.
But this has been fun, guys. Thanks. Oh, you guys want me to give that blessing right here at the end?
Yes.
All right. So for anybody listening, might you guys all experience goodness in the friendships that you have? Might you experience goodness in even the collecting community and the nerd community? Might you experience all kinds of goodness and happiness and love and beauty and truth? And may you all be blessed. Ooh, that's my microphone. Hold on. I just totally knocked my microphone. Might you be blessed. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Father Raj. It has been
an honor. Thank you.